Okay, cop this, dear listener. America, Canada, Mexico, Guatemala, El Salvador, Honduras, Nicaragua, Costa Rica, Panama, Colombia, Ecuador, Peru, Bolivia, Chile, Argentina, Uruguay, Brazil, South Africa, Swaziland, Mozambique, Malawi, Tanzania, Kenya, Sudan, Egypt, Tunisia, Algeria, Spain, Portugal, France, Ireland. Well, it goes on and on. Everywhere on this earth, the feet of my next guest have trod. And it was as a result, it would seem, of a midlife crisis. Now, some of us might react to the midlife crisis by changing jobs, dyeing your hair or having a fling or three. But this bloke started doing something extraordinary, is still doing it. He's taken himself on a bit of a walk. And it's only taken him around 10 years to date, covering 64,500 kilometres. And the good news is it's downhill all the way now. He's only got another 10,500 kilometres to go. Jean Bellefeu is a Canadian from Montreal, and so far, as I pointed out earlier, he's walked through 60 countries. He slipped into Australia rather quietly last October and walked from Darwin to Townsville. Well, all of us have done that, of course, but it was during summer. And he's now 85 kilometres south of Townsville and heading south. And he joins me on the line. Jean, what the hell happened to you when, at the age of 43?
Oh, maybe you are too young, Mr. Adam. You know midlife crisis?
So I've had about three midlife crises really? At various points in my long life, yes.
So I had a strong need to change my life. I was in the neon sign industry. Business was good and bad and good and bad. Finally, it was enough for me. And I was ready to do something crazy out of the mind of our social rules, guides. And then that idea came in my mind, and I made a way on the world map, crossing the five continents. For me, a walk around the world was much more the continent than the equator, is it? And then it gave me estimation about 10, 12 years to do this. And I said, I want to go, I go. I felt the force to do this. In the meantime, I had a side crazy thing told me, hey, there's nobody do this. Man, you are crazy. It's too big.
Did you confess to your wife what you were planning?
Yeah, look, I kept the idea secret for 8 months because people, they love us. Sometimes they want to break our dream. So about 3 weeks and a half before to go, I told her I was nervous. A morning, Sunday, breakfast, and I said, Luce, her name is Luce, listen, I'm going for a long way, more than 10 years around the world. She said, are you serious? I said, yes, I should go. And she said, how will you do this? I said, I will push a buggy, a small trolley.
I'm sorry, you'll push a buggy? What sort of buggy?
It's a baby sports stroller made in Canada, enough big and strong to bring about 50 kilos of stock for years. And then, so she said, will you return at home sometime? I said, no, you can come on my way yourself. She comes every year, a month per year I stop, she comes. And then after she said...
These are your famous honeymoons, aren't they?
Yeah, exactly. So we enjoyed together. It would be, we had here in Sydney, because I went to Sydney incognito with her, and then we enjoyed there. And then after she said, is it a separation? I said, I love you. No, please, you are a strong lady. We can maybe share about publication later, our experience. And since she said, do this. And she said, put a curse on your walk about peace. So finally, we were parachute in that kind of United Nations proclamation, a decade from 2000-2010 for peace for children.
Well, it's a wonderful thing you're doing, but I want to examine the price you've paid domestically. It's okay for your wife. She likes having these honeymoons. She comes back and tells her friends, I just returned from my sixth or seventh honeymoon. But you had two children in their early 20s, and you didn't see your daughter or son, or indeed your first grandchild, for about 7 years.
This is not easy. Look, My son came to walk with me about 5 times, a few weeks. So we had good fun together, walking together. My daughter, she became mother after 6 months I started. It was in Texas. I became grandfather. And then now she had another one. I met for the first time in Germany because my son is there, the first one. And then, we miss very much each other. I think the worst is behind. Like, Africa was quite intellectually hard about to keep walking. Some point that I want to break my walk. Sometimes I email my wife, I want to go home. And she said, no, please, we love you, but please go ahead.
I wrote a piece a couple of years ago about the various experiences of travel. You can be high in the sky, 30,000 feet up in an aircraft, looking down on the world and seeing it as a map. You can be in a small aeroplane or a helicopter, very close to the ground. You can be on a horse. You can be on an all-terrain vehicle. You can drive around the landscape, or you can walk on it. And of all those experiences, the most intimate way of dealing with landscape is walking. And there's even a more intimate way, and that is taking your boots off and walking with bare feet. I mean, you haven't just seen the world, you have felt the world.
So your question is about...
What's it like to feel the world, to be...
Oh, yeah, me, really, first, I was not up to date about the actuality. And then I didn't know the world. And slowly, now I think I am inside of a big university that learning. I collect some puzzle about the theme of politics or culturally or the fate or nature or environment. It's make me a much more clear image on my own point of view, sure, from the street, not from inside of system. That, yes, I think the guy would not be the same, sure. We should just be careful about our world and try to have much more harmony together. Yeah.
I take it that if you're invited to go into a home and there's a bed for you, you're happy to accept. But otherwise, you sleep how?
Yeah, I sleep a little bit everywhere, many kind of fake temples or fire station or police station. I slept about 7 or 8 times in jails. Even inside of South Africa, in the morning, they forgot me in jail. I was shouting, please, I am a Canadian. I'm not a prisoner here. So they released me after a few hours, finally. It was, and then I slept on their bridge. I have a tent. I was received by more than 1,200 families, different kind of... It's very beautiful to be received.
Yes,
it's completely out, another culture, completely out of your culture. You see smile around of you. I feel like I am a thief. I take beautiful thing, but I guess they take from me, I wish, anyway.
Well, you pay your way, don't you? Because all the way you've walked, you give talks at schools to organizations that are connected with children's rights.
Yeah, I meet the organization. There are many ways to promote it. I think my mission is not, I don't want, sometimes people, they ask me, what do you do for peace? I don't want you tell me that. Me, I want to know you, what you do for peace for children. So I think we are all concerned. It's not the United Nations proclamation that I'm not the owner of. We are all humanity of that, owner of that proclamation for peace. And I think we should be careful and aware about many things that act every day, the buying or with a product to raise the level of life of our world family. We are all interconnected together, and be aware about that.
Sean, do you have support from the United Nations? I know that Paris welcomed you at the UNESCO office, but have you had more than that from the UN?
No, UN, they don't provide me any support or finance or whatever. They made a ceremony in Paris to recognize the contribution that walk make for that decade. I don't expect this. This is only a kind of duty from myself that I want to, a kind of mission inside of me. Yeah.
Sean, you left home, that's Montreal, with $4,000. That was 10 years ago.
Yeah.
How much money do you have left?
Okay, I have $4,000, and it's crazy. And soon America was very generous. I mean, support. They say, come to the supermarket. You need anything, we will help you about that. I think it's about 85% of the resources come on the way. I was operated. I had difficulty in Africa with my urinary system. In Algeria, I met a doctor. I said, can you check it? He said, yes. After, he said, you need to be to have a little surgery. I said, man, I cannot pay you. Even I cannot go to Canada. I lost my health privilege system. He said, no, we want to support you, to give you for free, for finally. I said, yes, please. So they made this with success. I have a pair of glass. A guy in India, he provide me now 45 pair of shoes. Most of them were donated. My things, the things that I have is most like on the way, donated on the way, yeah. The rest come from my family, about 15% of the need that the worker need to do this kind of work. I can tell you that I live quite humbly.
You've been to some volatile countries, Iran and Sudan, for example. Tell us about Sudan, because you wrote about it quite charmingly.
Yeah, this people was so beautiful. On the Nile, you can go with just a little backpack and people will receive you, they will give you food, they will be happy, you can stay as you want, your visa will never be enough long for stay there. In Iran as well, we should be careful about politics and people. Politics is another thing, okay? We see America, all these propaganda, and because government, okay? But
you wrote at the time in February 2005 that Sudan seems to be the safest country since I left Montreal. I love them and they love me. The Islamic culture is very exotic.
You are documented, Mr. Adam.
But this is a very useful thing to communicate, isn't it, in a world of terrible divisions?
I think we are, you see this economic situation now getting very hard economically in the world, okay? I think there are two values important, something that we cannot touch. I love sharing, it can be spiritual or whatever. And then the materialistic value that we need roof, we need food, but we should be careful to don't focus only on that, on one way, cultivate other. I think maybe the economic crisis is not very strange or about maybe people now, they are seeking about their own value inside of me. I'm alive, I want to work as a crazy for maybe little money that I will lose anyway in the system.
Sean, what do you think about as you're walking along? You spend so much time on your own.
Now I can look behind. I can tell you that in countries, there is a theme came developed, okay? From Canada to Brazil, Americas. In my mind, I had a kind of revolution against the rich. And then I was very sympathetic with the poor people, okay? Kind of, yeah, I came angry about. And then in Africa, we can say that the big theme is much more spiritual. In Europe, the big theme as is developed on the way is much more politic. Europe, the rules many, many countries in the world. And then Asia, the environment, really. So I became very aware about now what we know about the global warming or the pollution, thing like this. So this theme developed on the way when I see back now. But now I look home. We are coming home a year and a half to finish that walk. And my spirit is in home and my body should follow now.
I hope that you're... venture, your detour in Australia, is successful. I know, for example, at the moment you're supporting Alana and Madeline Foundation, which focuses on anti-bullying at schools, which is a very significant issue right at this moment. And you're paying your way, mate. You're being a great contributor.
Thank you, Mr. Haddon. Yeah, there is a kite educational company that they will provide to Anna and Madeline Foundation $1 on 5 people. There are some activities we made already a schedule through the coast until Tasmania. That every Sunday on the wave town will have activities. So people will be very welcome. Next
John, what we'll do is we'll put up the details of what you're up to on our website so that everyone listening will be able to realise what you're doing and where you're doing it. And I thank you very much for your time and I congratulate you on your epic journey. John Bellafu, who's almost walked across the planet in a bid to raise awareness for a culture of peace and non-violence for the children of the world. And yes, we'll check the links on our website if you need to know more. And we now go from a culture of peace and non-violence to the underbelly of Tokyo. A little bit of music, maestro.